time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And at 5 to 11 from Grand Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Sean. Just from the top, nominations for the big meeting at Gunnedah this Saturday and Grafton next Monday are still open. You've got 5 minutes to get them in until 11 a.m.
I know you love Bobby the Brute.
We've got Feral Frankie.
We've got Bobby the Brute. You can't wait to see the Brute step out and do his thing in Kenya.
Absolutely. Bobby the Brute is the favourite for tomorrow night's rich $10,000 to the winner maiden final at Dapto, and he's trained by a young bloke by the name of Tim Keynes, and Tim is on the line. Tim, you are indeed the conditioner of the son of Casey and all, and she's scandalous, and good morning to you. Bobby the Brute had been placed at all three career runs over the 440 and the 472 metres before stepping up to the 500 in the Dapto maiden heats, and he scorched around the track in 29 and 64. Tim, that is an amazing time for a maiden.
Oh, yeah, it is, definitely.
You must have been... Were you expecting that time? You must have been a little bit flabbergasted.
When he began like that, and I know he's really strong, like he's always shown a lot of ability, so it surprised me a little bit, not overly surprised me, though.
Okay, well, his speed was something, but as you mentioned, so was his strength. His winning margin was 9.5 lengths, and he looked like he could have gone for another lap, Tim.
Yeah, it looked like that to me, too.
Yeah, and you were saying that you thought, you know, those three runs were good over the shorter 440 and 472 metres, but you thought that he would really come into his own over a longer distance.
That's right, yeah. I think it was a bit too short, them other runs, yeah.
Have you kept him fresh since last Thursday night's heat win?
Yeah, we've kept him fresh all week, so we're just hoping he can begin and lead and see what happens from there.
Yeah, box three. Are you happy with the draw?
Yeah, no, we're pretty happy with box three. He had the three last week and began well, so hopefully he can do that again.
Well, Timmy's around 33 kilos, which isn't huge for a dog. How did he come to get the name Bobby the Brute?
I'm actually not too sure. That's just when he comes to me, that's what his name was from the owners, so.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get to the bottom of that at some stage, no doubt, because it's a,
that's right,
it's a name that people aren't going to forget. Look, he's just turned 20 months of age, and he's the youngest runner in tomorrow night's $10,000 to the winner Dapto Maiden Final. You're only 27 years old, despite your relatively young age. You've been around dogs all of your life. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, like I just, my family, I grew up, like they always had greyhounds, so I've always been around them, and I've did a little bit of breeding for a while, and then now I've just gone back to the training side of it.
Well, we all know the name Pam Keynes, don't we?
Yep.
Pam Keynes and Tim Keynes, either as owner or handler and now trainer. Well, Tim, I've seen you at the track since you were in school. When Miss Beasley beat Queen Lauren in the ladies' bracelet for you and Pam, I reckon you must have only been about 15 or 16.
Yeah, I think I was 14, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think I was 14.
And did you own Miss Beasley at the time?
I did, yeah.
Well, that's not bad pocket money, taking out the ladies' bracelet, and in particular beating such a champ like Queen Lauren.
That's right, yeah, we had a bit of luck that night, but you got to take them.
Yeah, I think the winning margin might have been a nostril at the end.
That's right, yeah.
That was 2008. Now, Tim, you own Premier Moz, which won the Laurie Helian Memorial at the Gardens at her third start when trained by Christy Sultana. And your share of the $25,000 prize money at the time must have been a good fill-up for a young fella.
Oh, I know, it was definitely, yeah. You know, them wins, they help a lot.
What's the favourite dog you've been associated with so far?
Probably the best one was Noble Pedro.
Yeah.
He broke Noble the record at Wentworth Park.
Now, you own Noble Pedro, didn't you? You didn't
yep.
train Noble Pedro.
No, I only owned him, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you handling that greyhound. Yeah, terrific chaser. Yep. And speaking of chasers, apart from Bobby the Brute, Tim, you've got some very handy ones in your kennel. I think you've trained about five winners in the past week, and one of them is Nangar Jack, who races tonight at Wentworth Park in Race 8, which is a third and fourth grade. He's in absolutely flying form. He won at Wentworth Park last Saturday night in 29 and 92. From box two tonight in a six-dog field, you'd think he'd be pretty hard to beat.
Yeah, I think he's got a lead, so we're just hoping he can roll out and hold the lead, and then he's not the strongest ground around, but he always tries.
He's won three of his past four, and he's also been recently placed behind the likes of Zipping Clive and Zipping Truvy, so he certainly could be an anchor bet. Currently the $1.95 tab fixed odds favourite, ahead of Jody and Andy Lord's Smart Chaser Show Business, which is $3.50 from box six. Tim, More, a pup by Barsha Bale and More in Store makes his Wentworth Park debut tonight in the last race, race 10, which is a 288-metre fifth grade. Look, he's on a hat trick after two Goulburn wins over the 350 metres, and he's got plenty of early toe, so you'd think that the shorter race tonight would suit.
Yeah, no, definitely it would suit him. Like, he's not a brilliant beginner, but he's got a real lot of pace, so he just needs that bit of room early.
Okay, and he's got a wide draw tonight, so that can either be good or bad over that trip.
That's right, yeah.
Has he seen Wentworth Park at all in a trial or a slip?
Sorry, what was that?
Has he seen Wentworth Park before? Have you taken him there for a slip or a trial?
Yeah, no, he's been there for a trial and he went really well, so.
Okay. And what about Manuka, Tim? Manuka, he's nommed for race three at Wentworth Park this Saturday night, which is a fifth grade. He has a win and three placings from his past five runs at headquarters. And he's finished third to Black Maxi from box three last Saturday night. He moves to the seven this Saturday night. So what do you think of the chances of Manuka?
With him, he needs inside, but when he gets around the bends, he uses a bit of the track. Like, he's a funny sort of a dog, but I think he's way better suited to the inside.
Okay, well, he did win from box six once before. I saw that. That was at Addington, where he started his career. How'd you get him from New Zealand, Tim?
He was actually mine. I actually bred him here, and I sent him over there because I send a lot of dogs to his over there.
Okay.
And then he sort of got outgraded there, and we brought him back to race him at Wentworth Park.
Okay, I'll tell you, for a young bloke, you've got a big future, and I wish you all the best at Wentworth tonight, with Bobby the Brute at Dapto tomorrow night, and at Wentworth Park again on Saturday night. Tim, I look forward to seeing you in the winner's circle on many more occasions, and thanks for being our guest on Going Greyhounds today.
Oh, that's good. Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Good on you, Tim. There is Tim Kane, Sean.
And Bobby the Brute's master. Well, we wish Bobby all the best. We look forward to seeing the boy go around.
We do. Race 5 tomorrow night at 8:43 p.m. in box number 3.
Now, Gunnedah's next with the $10 million chase.
Absolutely, Sean. The fields for Gunnedah, they'll be out by early this afternoon with the Tab Million Dollar Chase Heats, the feature on Saturday night. The Million Dollar Chase series then moves to Bathurst with their heats next Monday. Tony Mestrov and the team from GRNSW were in Bathurst yesterday to launch the Bathurst heats. Now, their heats will be next Monday. Their regional final will be held 5 days later on September the 7th. And like Gunnedah, country music star Travis Collins is going to perform live after the last race. In fact, next week is a huge one for the Tab Million Dollar Chase regional heats. Gosford holds them next Tuesday, September the 3rd. Dapto on Thursday week, September 5, and Casino on Friday week, September 6. The first four greyhounds across the line in the regional finals will go to Wentworth Park for the Tab Million Dollar Chase semi-finals on Friday, October 11. And the grand final, Friday, October 18. Cos?
All right, now you got a couple of winners for us today.
Yeah, because two of our three best bets saluted yesterday. Yeah, they weren't any fancy prices, but they still got up.
You don't go broke back in winners' disco.
That's absolutely correct, Cos. We've got two New South Wales meetings today. Richmond is a twilight meeting from 3:11. And just a reminder that Richmond on Friday will be a twilight meeting with a big blacktop meeting at the Gardens at night. The best bet at Richmond today, race 5, number 7, Weemala John, 5-7. The value bet comes up in race 7, number 4, Stilton Pirate, 7-4. And as I mentioned to Timmy Keynes, Wentworth Park races tonight from 7:05. The best bet is in race 3. 3, number 5, Just Terms. 3-5. And the value bet from the team at thedogs.com.au comes up in race 8. It's not Tim's dog. They've gone for number 6, Show Business. Both of those Wentworth Park tips are trained by Jody and Andy Lord. That's it for a Wednesday, Coz.
Good on you. Thanks, Dave. Dave Carlson, going Greyhounds from Grey Racing New South Wales.